Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Live from the Golden Nugget Lake Charles, DraftKings Sportsbook, which we're watching Ime Udoka go nuts. I mean, the referees gave the Nuggets the game last night. Amen Thompson did not trip. Was it Murray? Murray took the shot, took the free throw. Was it Murray that he tripped? They say he tripped. It was an awful call. They showed it multiple times. Amen didn't touch him. They ended up saying his shin touched his foot. So they get a free throw because it was before the ball was inbounded. Then they get the ball and they miss the shot. The Rockets were up one.
We're gonna have to relive it here. It's all
right. Right here. Look, I mean, it wasn't even. He was already falling down when he kicked Ahmed in the shin. What? Let's watch it. Nothing. He tripped over his own feet, and right there, as he's falling down, he kicked Amen in the shin. It's one of the worst calls ever. Yes. They just gave the Nuggets the tie. They gave the Nuggets the tie for no reason. You got to play this again, AJ. Ime Udoka, because Ime Udoka, this is going to be played probably.
But how on a coach's challenge do you miss that?
You know what? He did kick him, but he was already falling down when he kicked Amen in the shin. Play Ime on the
when he kicked Amen in the shin.
When he kicked Amen in the shin,
he didn't get called for getting kicked in the shin.
Yeah. So let's hear.
That's what they're looking at.
He kicked him in the shin when he was falling down. When he was falling down, he kicked Amen in
let
the shin.
Let Del show you.
I don't know.
Kind of see. He said, "You're not going to want to see it.
Watch." No, he tripped on his own foot.
It's really the trip is what's
right there, right there.
Yeah,
he tripped on his own foot.
Well, is it because he got kneed?
No, he got tripped. They said he was kicked in the shin, and he was kicked in the shin as he was falling down.
Well, calf.
I mean, it was one of the worst calls I've ever seen, and they didn't overturn it. And the Rockets got screwed.
They didn't overturn it because of what Del showed me. But
and
I still
we go, we go overtime, and the Rockets lose. They basically gave. But this, listen, Ime was nuts earlier in the game. He was going after him. Like, if he wasn't held back, he's kicked out of the game. He probably punches one of them
in the
face.
He's not punching anyone in the face.
Ime?
Yeah. He's not that dumb.
Well,
Ime's a smart guy. He'll get kicked out of
the
game.
He was that mad. No. He was as mad as I've ever seen him.
He'll get kicked out of the game.
He was as mad as I've ever seen him. He was nuts earlier in the game. Here he is after the game and see how much this is going to
cost. What's this going to cost him? $25,000?
How much?
$25,000?
Oh, no more. Higher.
A coach? That's not a player. A coach gets fined more than that for officials?
Here is Ime after the game about the officiating.
Part of the BPL, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, just in general, I think it's poorly officiated game I've seen in a long time. Two have no business being out there, and the crew chief is acting starstruck. So, you're seeing all kind of inconsistent calls, and I'm sure we should have got a few more texts.
What do you say to your team when a game is being called the way that it was tonight?
Keep being who we are. We're not going to adjust to poor officials. So we're going to do what we do, and hopefully they can adjust and call it the right way.
Mike,
so it's 25,000 to 75,000, but that's for the players. I don't know if the same is for the coaches or not. My guess is it would be on the low end for the coaches because they don't make what the players do.
Coaches make pretty
I mean,
good.
Anthony Edwards got the full $75,000 last year. Most of them get $25,000 fines. It's 100% going to be it's going to be probably the biggest fine that they levy against coaches because he just he called one of them starstruck. You heard the whole thing.
So
that's going to cost some money, but I get being that mad.
Zach Zarba,
crew chief,
Natalie Sago, and Jamal Rawls.
Uh-huh.
What if they get this crew in the postseason? I mean,
you think that crew is going to be in the postseason?
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, what, poor officiating in the postseason? Yes, it will happen.
Well, I mean, if you're not a good crew, you're not making it
well,
in the postseason.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the league will see it differently than. But there's a chance they see Zach Zarba again, and Natalie Sago, and guess what's going to happen? Bet against the Rockets. Just watch out every time the Rockets play. Watch for Zach Zarba, Natalie Sago, and Jamal Rawls. Because if they officiate another Rockets game, there is zero chance the Rockets will win that game.
Yeah, here they've got a. He's probably going to get a $25,000 fine. That's what Doc Rivers got. But more importantly, you don't want to get in a position where you have beef with the. Now, when that happens, the officials usually take the brunt of it. They're supposed to let things go. Jake O'Donnell never refed another game after he had his little personal spat with Clyde Drexler.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah, but Zach Zarba and the crew, they better be careful because they'll be on everyone. Ime Udoka, from everywhere from Ime Udoka to Rafael Stone to Patrick Fertitta, they're all going to be watching to see if there's any retribution. Because once he gets fined, and he will get fined, Ime Udoka, that's supposed to be the end of it.
Yeah.
But
great. Except we all know.
Yeah.
We all know.
Yeah. I mean, he did call him out for being
completely and it's only human nature. You say that kind of stuff about me, guess what? I ain't going to like you very much, and I ain't making no good calls for you. Uh-uh. You think I'm trash? Watch this. Watch this. Mm-hmm. See how trash I am.
But if you're judged, you do have to. If you're judged to be doing a bad job by the NBA, they grade you. Then you won't be in the playoffs.
No, right. Well, you hope that's the case. Angel Hernandez never got a postseason game because uh-huh. he was the worst.
Yeah, no. Right? I mean, they don't put typically. Yeah. We can say what we want, but these leagues don't put their worst officials in.
Yeah,
they put their best officials in, their best umpires in, and that crew was not great. And if that's the case. And if there's enough complaints, they won't be in the postseason. But, yeah, that sucked. That sucked last night. I saw what they looked at, and there was a small knee to the back of the calf. And I guess they determined that was enough to cause him to,
that's not what they said, though.
To trip up.
They said his foot touched Amen's shin.
Yeah, that.
That's what they said. That was the call.
I don't understand because it – if you touch someone else's shin, that shouldn't be a. If you initiate the contact, that shouldn't.
And they did. And he did.
Because what I saw, and I see you're making Del go the headset. He's about to tell you you're wrong.
No, but even beyond what happened late in that game, guys get called for tripping all the time when their just foot is out and the guy's leg runs into him. It happens all the time.
But that wasn't the case.
And the ref will say, "Well, you impeded progress." And look,
what did you think after you saw it?
I would say I wish. A game isn't determined by that call, but I am not surprised that they made that call. When a guy is running and the back of his and his leg hits another guy's leg, particularly when the other guy's not stationary and he's chasing after him. I'm not surprised they made that call. I just wish it didn't happen.
Well, but he initially tripped over his own feet.
Not from the zoomed-in overhead shot that apparently the Nuggets broadcast had, their local broadcast had. That's what I was showing Lance.
Yeah, it's a little different.
The initial contact comes from Hardaway, who's the player in question, running, and his leg, as he's raising it, hits Amen on the knee or the shin. And I don't know what they said because I had the game on mute, but that is what the Nuggets broadcast had. You don't see it from the Peacock or the Space City Hope Network side because they're showing it from the sideline. They have an overhead shot pointed down, zoomed in on the particular
play. Yeah, but did the refs have that?
I would imagine they should have every angle, right? I don't know. I don't know what they were looking at. I just know locally here we didn't get that angle.
Yeah. All I know is you can't trust overhead shots.
Is that the only shot that should be used.
That's
obscured by a giant 7-foot man who's standing in the way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. That's all I'm saying is that we can't trust that. It's maybe an AI camera.
Mm.
Okay? Mm. Maybe it changed.
Didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Could have moved Amen into – you don't know. You don't know.
Ah. To me, we
can't trust that.
Understood.
And it's their broadcast. Of course they're going to have an angle.
Shenanigans.
Yeah, it is shenanigans.
Okay. It's shenanigans. It's pure and simple shenanigans.
Yeah. Wow. How about when we get back? Apparently, I didn't see this. D'Amico said the Sunday's game, not up to their standards.
Oh, he went after the defense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gave up 20.
Yeah.
Gave up 20.
Yeah.
And Ime's like, we ain't about that 20 life. We ain't doing that no more. We'll hear from him on that next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But in the meantime, you talk a little Underdog.
Yeah, Underdog Fantasy is, look, if you're playing, if you're watching basketball, and we've been talking a lot of basketball right now, you know, just like I know, that there is an opportunity for you on Underdog Fantasy to go and pick your team to win, or whatever team to win. You can pick that. But you also, this year, you pick teams to win, and you also can pick your players in terms of higher or lower in statistics. And I've been telling you about that for a while. But I tell you about that for a while because it's important. It's important because you can play along with the games you're watching. Were you playing along with the game, with the Rockets game yesterday? Did you have higher on Alperen Şengün's points, rebounds, and assists? If so, you were a winner. You had to know he was going to have a bounce-back game. See, that's what you do. You analyze what's going to happen the second time around. You go higher or lower. You know, Jokic is always going to play well against Alperen because he's got something to prove, so you go higher with him as well. You know, break down these games. Go higher or lower on stats. Don't be afraid to go lower, but I'm just saying, you want to look at how the game's going to go and analyze it from there. And in basketball, there's so many games to choose from across the NBA slate that you can tie together four, five, six players along with picking a team to win. And before you know it, you know, you're making 700 times your original play. You can turn $10 into $7,000. That actually happens at Underdog Fantasy. They even have it set up on Flex where you can miss one and still get paid. Underdog Fantasy, use promo code Lance on your first deposit. They are going to give you $75 in bonus entries after you make your first deposit and play $5 on a fantasy entry. It's that simple. Underdog Fantasy, promo code Lance.
This is John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back live to the Golden Nugget Lake Charles DraftKings Sportsbook. So, a couple of things yesterday that I wasn't surprising. That the media was scared that the Jawar Jordan truthers are out in full force right now. Okay, so they are that Jawar Jordan is the man. Okay, listen, he had a great game. Jawar Jordan had himself a really nice preseason. I would love to see more Jawar Jordan, but you know it'll Nick Chubb is coming back, so guess what's going to happen to Jawar Jordan? He ain't going to get him. He's back to sitting
P-squad.
And watching games. Yeah. And listen, I would love to see Jawar Jordan. I think you're right about third down, that he's so small. How's he going to block anybody? Okay, I get that.
The question is, what happens if your number one gets hurt? Well, I guess they just go Ogunbowale. Like if Woody Marks got hurt, they would go to Ogunbowale as a third down. So I guess you wouldn't have to have Jawar in there protecting. But it's just he's a reliable veteran. That's who D'Amico goes to.
Yeah. Well, but he also went to the rookie on Sunday, and the rookie was great.
Well, he had to.
Here is the media asking about Jawar Jordan going forward.
Yeah.
We'll cross that bridge when it gets there. But I was just – I think more so for right now in this game on yesterday is just, you know, giving Jawar his praise for what he was able to accomplish. I thought he did an outstanding job, again, of taking advantage of the opportunity that was presented to him. And he did a great job of, you know, gaining over 100 yards, rushing, making some explosive runs for us. So it's just a credit to Jawar for right now. When we'll deal with the other issue, you know, when we get there. But for right now, credit to Jawar.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. What does that mean?
Sounds like a guy
who probably ain't going to see much more.
Right. He says, I'm not talking about what he's doing in the future. Yeah. Let's just give him his flowers. And good for him.
Yep. Now, how did the defense play? Mm-mm. After D'Amico? Now, what did I lead with yesterday morning? Are you satisfied with that defensive effort? gave up 20 points. It's too much. Okay. They gave up a 20 spot to the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
That's well above their average of 16 points per game. All right? We can't have that. And D'Amico wasn't having it either.
From that game, you know, defensively, that game was not up to our standard. Like, so there are a ton of things that we can improve upon, a ton of things that we need to get better at, things that we worked that we didn't play up to our standard defensively. So we have a lot to go out and improve.
You know, I kind of agree with him. Now, it wasn't the mayhem, the swarming. Obviously,
they couldn't stop Trey McBride.
Yeah, Trey McBride was too much for them. I don't know that they'll face another Trey McBride. He is leading the league in catches.
I'm trying to think of the really good tight ends that they'll potentially face. And not with the Chargers.
Not with the Ravens.
Not with the Steelers.
Friermuth's
okay.
Andrews is past his prime, yeah.
Not with... Dalton Kincaid and Dawson Knox are pretty good tight ends.
Yeah. But they handled that.
Denver, who is it, Ingram over there? They're okay. I mean, no, Trey McBride is the best.
He's the best.
He's the best pass catcher in the league.
Yep, he's the best pass. He's number one in catches in the entire league.
They gave up seven in the first half. The over-under was 15.5, just so you know, but. They
gave
up seven. Yeah, for the game, they gave up seven in the first half, and then it was a touchdown. You know, it was a little disappointing they didn't. We're nitpicking, but that they didn't turn some of those sevens into threes.
Yeah,
you know that they didn't. That they weren't keeping them from scoring. You know, keeping them from scoring touchdowns and turning them into field goals. That was a little bit disappointing that they got down to the red zone and executed.
And it just didn't seem like there was the same havoc that they usually create, you know?
Not as much from Danielle Hunter for some reason.
Back-to-back games.
Yeah, back-to-back games where I'm not seeing Danielle Hunter just wreck shop.
Yeah. And that will be the case, hopefully. You know what? I'm glad D'Amico... Well, you know what? That's what good coaches do. When you're winning, when he didn't even know there were six in a row, despite what Dell thought yesterday, he didn't even know that they'd won six in a row. But you know what? When times are really, really good, you got to bring everybody down to earth and you know, hey, not good enough, not good enough. When you lose, you you pat them on the back and you try to prep them up. When you're winning like this, you make sure that everybody's on, you know what, that the standard hasn't changed.
Yeah.
And he...
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that. This is the standard and...
Well, isn't that what Kurt Cignetti said? It's exactly what Kirk Cignetti said. Cignetti said, I don't know. I don't care what the score is. It could be 52 to nothing. Your standard is your standard.
Uh-huh.
You play hard. You do what you're supposed to do every play. You could be down by 50, you up by 50. You play that way every single play. And if DeMeco didn't feel like, wait a minute, oh, I don't care if we were up 17 to nothing. Uh-huh. You guys let him back. You know, we don't let him score.
Right.
We don't let him score.
Right.
Yeah. You know, so I like that. I like that.
And you want to make sure, like, I'm sure that they're trying to set some records, whatever, even if it's team records or whatever the case may be. I'm sure the Texans, I'm sure they take a lot of pride in that.
Yeah.
I'm sure they take a lot of pride in that and want to, you know, I'm sure they wanted, they had a little streak of keeping, if I remember correctly, they had a streak of keeping teams under 20, and that was broken. So, you know, just little things like that.
Yep.
DeMeco, they did cover.
And they won by 20.
Yeah, I mean, they covered DeMeco. We got to 40. We're now an offensive juggernaut.
No,
officially.
But here's the thing is when the offense is playing really, really good, you don't want to let up defensively.
No.
No. Right? That's that you just don't. You don't.
No.
And you want that to be your standard, is that's how you play all the time. And I agree with him. I didn't feel like it was as it was a great defensive effort on Sunday. I didn't feel that way. So me and DeMeco are on the same page.
Yeah, you are on the same page.
Yeah, I love that. I love that.
You're not always on the same page, but you are here.
No, here in this one we are.
Yeah, in this particular one. You both are holding your defense accountable.
And I just want them to know that's all I care is Joe Mixon.
And you got high standards. You call this the greatest Texans team in history.
In history. I got high standards.
You got high standards. Higher than DeMeco's.
Yeah, I probably – is it the
– Now, DeMeco was on the team that you didn't think was the greatest of all time.
Right.
It'd be an interesting conversation for him.
I probably am misspeaking. This is the greatest chance they've ever had.
That I agree with.
Yes.
Although, because they had T.J. Yates. Like, even though they had a chance to beat Baltimore, they were ahead late in the game. Realistically, you had your third quarterback.
Yes.
That's on paper. That's not your best chance.
No, that's not your best chance at all. No. Once Schaub went down, it was like, ugh.
I wish we had four of those offensive linemen at least, maybe five from that team. And Arian Foster.
Is that all you want?
I want Arian Foster, Mike Brazil, Chris Myers, Eric Winston.
Yeah,
pretty much across the board. Left tackle was Dwayne Brown. Who's the left guard? Brazil was a right guard.
Was it the guy who was on 6'10 for a while?
Wade Smith?
Was it Wade Smith?
Yeah. Was Wade Smith there at 11?
I think so. It wasn't Fred Weary. That was before him. It was Wade Smith.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it was Wade Smith.
Yeah. All right. 713-780-3776. You got any thoughts? You're more than welcome. Let's get in here. We are live at the Golden Nugget, Lake Charles, the DraftKings Sportsbook, looking for you.
Yeah, it was Wade Smith. You're right.
Wade Smith. Mm-hmm. Time for us, Lance, to talk about Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Oh, is it freezing out? Oh, that's right. Maybe your pipes are bursting. Oh, maybe you need Billy now. And if you, I hate that for you. If your pipes are bursting because it's freezing,
it only got down to like it didn't get to freezing, but it's coming.
30
at any point.
Got around 30, didn't it?
No, it was here. It got here. It got to 30.
Yeah,
but Billy's not traveling to Lake Charles.
Probably not.
He's not traveling to Lake Charles.
If we asked him to come,
it's 45 right now in Houston. That's still cold. I mean, it's still.
I don't know if you heard, but January and February are probably going to be colder.
Probably.
So you
remember
what?
That freeze?
Yeah.
Do you remember that really bad freeze?
I remember that.
We've frozen actually two times in the last 4 years.
That was in February too, by the way. So here's the deal: is if you need to repipe, Billy Brown will repipe. I'm telling you, you might want to do it before the freeze. But if your pipes burst, that sucks. Okay. Now you've got problems all over the place. So if you have to repipe, if you've got old pipes, 50s, 60s, 70s, your house was built in the 80s, I mean, you're talking about some old pipes that aren't as good, and Billy Brown's going to have to come, and he's going to have to take care of that business. And if he does, if he repipes your house, brand-new water heater.
Well, and if you don't know, and listen, if you don't know if you have a leak or not, your water bill's really excessively high, do what we did. Our water bill was insane. It was over $400. And I'm like, what? Billy, can you come out and do a hydrostatic test and see if we've got any leaks? And they did it. Ran all the tests, no leaks, so I had to turn to the water company then. But that's something they can do for you as well as a hydrostatic test to see if you have a leak somewhere in your pipes. It's AqueductPlumbingCompany.com for big jobs, for small jobs. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
This is John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. I keep saying that. It's 97.5. Or download the app. I had a guy who lives in Katy. He said, I can't hear good anymore. I was like, download the app and play it through your Bluetooth. Or listen to 97.9 HD2. I mean, it's a perfect signal. And you, for those of you that are struggling right now on the west side, this is the way to do it. Download the app, listen to your car on the Bluetooth, and or you can listen to 97.9 HD2. Okay? Come on. Let's go. I want to hear any. Oh, no, I don't need that in my life. By the way, our signal downtown is the best. I was trying to listen to post-game show downtown on 610. It was all scratchy.
Uh-huh.
I think we got the best signal in the world.
That's what people have been saying.
That's what they always say.
That's what I see on messages.
I hear about it, too.
JJ, how about this? Zach Allen, you know Zach Allen.
Yeah.
He of the Denver Broncos persuasion.
Mm-hmm.
He's only the second player in the history of the league. Well, since 2006 when they started tracking this. So over the last 19 years, only the second player to have 40 quarterback hits in back-to-back years. The other one, J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt did it four consecutive years. From 2012 to 2015, he hit the quarterback 40 times or more. Zach Allen's the first player to go back-to-back since J.J. Watt did it. That's
and getting hit by J.J. Watt
sucked. Ooh.
Wow. I don't want that in my life. That's for sure. Good stuff. Rockets lose last night. The Steelers win last night. Fun night. We don't care about any of those other games. Those are the two games that we care about because Dell is miserable, and because the Dolphins lose and play about as pitifully as you possibly can. And then
this is very sad on your part.
And the Rockets
leaning into Dell's care about the Dolphins. Cut it out, man. I've been built in the fires of Dolphin disappointment. You think some beat down on Monday Night Football is going to bother me? Beat it. You need to find a new bit. This is terrible.
Well, just that your team didn't care enough
cares?
To actually
exactly.
go
so
play
cares?
Fast.
But no, you don't care about whether Jordan Brooks cares. You think because they lost, it was affecting me. What? My entire life has been them not being good. What are you doing? You need to focus on your anger about how your team ain't going to win the damn thing this year in the NBA because they can't play late. That's all. Just worry about that as they continue to drop games to good basketball teams down the stretch. He goes, John's like, I feel great about them continuing to lose close ball games.
Yeah,
to
I'm fine
teams.
With it.
Good, because when they don't get over it and they don't
win,
we'll
see. Did
they win
a close game against the Clippers?
Congratulations.
Two Hall of Famers? Yeah.
All they've done is fall to the best teams in basketball. Congratulations. The Pistons, the Thunder, the Nuggets twice, the Spurs. Worry about your team and they're failing down the stretch. Don't come over here and talk about
no,
the
it's
Dolphins
just a learning
and how bad
process.
They were. That's
learning process.
Right. I thought Kevin Durant was supposed to speed up that learning process.
Well, no. Don't worry. By the time the playoffs get here,
don't
what?
You worry.
I ain't worried about
don't
it.
Don't you worry. When they're down 3-1 in the second round to the Nuggets, then you can worry.
Okay. Oh, my God. You're just
all of a sudden.
You're
now
a terrible
it's not,
person.
It's not so fun now.
Terrible person.
Because some of that truth is hitting you right in
it
your
ain't,
heart.
It ain't hurt me. You ain't hurt
when
my
Spencer
feelings.
Jones knocks
I
down
know
a
you're
three.
Wrong.
When Spencer Jones knocks down a three to go up eight
Spencer
and put you
Jones.
Away, and, go, and when you're down 3-1, because they take game four in Houston, then you can worry. You don't have to worry now, though. You're right.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Our Rockets taking care of business, and they will. I'm not worried about them
they
at all.
Yet.
I ain't worried about them at all.
You will.
Okay.
About April and May, you'll start to worry.
713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We have, okay, we have D. the Golden Nugget Lake Charles that we are at, and we want you to get here. If you are looking for a great way to spend the holiday season, please get on over here to the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. And it's the best place. It's the best place for New Year's. It is the best place for New Year's. Hey, a couple of Dana lost his quarterback yesterday.
Dylan that was Rayla. Kind of a done deal. His brother, when his brother decommitted in November, a lot of people thought that was the writing on the wall that Dylan was going to leave. And I my guess is Dylan was, you know, how did I wonder how Dana got along with him?
He did. He got along with him. Did he? He really liked the kid.
Well, there's a whole thing. Pete Thamel had, you know, his handlers told him Dylan needs to get somewhere where he can. Did you see that?
No.
So the quote is, let me find it here. So maybe Dylan maybe didn't love being with, I don't know. Rayola is seeking a place where he can thrive and best harness his potential and development for the next steps of his career. So he's going to go try to find, a more quarterback-friendly place. I think he's just a guy. I don't think there's anything special about Rayola. But he, you know, looks like Patrick Mahomes when he walks around, but then you find out, ooh, he's not Patrick Mahomes at all. And
Dana refuted that, too. I was like, dude, he's a little clone. And he was like, no, he's not trying. I said, he's not. He does everything. Does.
But one of our listeners, Bain, said, I just saw happened to see it on Twitter this morning. He goes, I don't have any problem with an 18, 19-year-old mimicking a player he idolizes because I saw Kobe Bryant do it.
Yeah, with Jordan.
With Jordan, you know. Now, Kobe also took a lot of crap for that.
Yeah, he did. He did. And it's almost ridiculous, Rayola and the Mahomes thing.
It's almost uncanny.
It's like DJ Lagway as well.
Yeah, DJ Lagway, who didn't play well. You and I talked about this. I brought this up to you yesterday when we were watching a game here. This is crazy. You know, in the NFL, so in college football, if you don't play as well, Arch Manning didn't live up to what his expectations were. Lenore Sellers didn't. DJ Lagway didn't. Now, Lenore Sellers is not going into the draft. He came out with a statement. There was a story that said, we've come to an agreement. We've got a deal in place to stay at South Carolina. This is just pathetic, but whatever. And then, but if you don't play well, like Carson Beck. Carson Beck had his moments, but then the interceptions creeped up. He's not being talked about as a top 3, 4, 5 pick. Your stock in the NFL is hurt. In many cases, you go back to school. In college football, you can be Lenore Sellers and have 12 touchdowns and 8 interceptions, and it doesn't impact your stock at all. You go to the portal, and you'll make way more money than it just. All you have to do is just hit the portal where there's competition. How you played is almost irrelevant for how much you get paid in college football. It's almost irrelevant. You don't have to play well to get a pay increase in college football. It is not a meritocracy. It's simply economics, supply and demand. So if you're expected to be, you know, low on supply and you're considered at the top of the food chain on the supply, even if you don't play well, then the rest of it is irrelevant. I mean, that's what we're seeing. Rayola didn't play that great for Nebraska. He hasn't for the 2 years he's been there.
He's gonna cash in big time.
He's going to cash in big time. Really, it's going to DJ Lagway. He was
awful.
Really disappointing this year. He's about to cash in.
Yeah.
So that's what happens.
Well,
now,
but
Lagway's
feel like you can change him, though, too, right, if you're a staff. You know what? We're gonna help you.
Yeah,
but
there is no discount. Like, your payout is not tied to how you perform.
No.
If you perform well, you're going to get paid a lot. If you perform poorly, you're going to get paid a lot. Carson Beck sucked at Georgia.
Yeah.
How much he Miami, I don't know, Dell, you know, but Miami gave him some cheese. He got paid pretty well.
Yeah.
Frankly, I mean, honestly, it was a bad decision by Quinn Ewers and his family not to just portal into another school.
Yeah.
He got drafted in the 7th round. Now, he may end up getting his shot behind Tua in Miami, but realistically, the money he makes in the 7th round versus what he would have made in a portal, probably would have got $3 million in a portal
and
somewhere.
Got another year.
To try to rehab his image, get healthier. They said he wasn't healthy most of the year. Then get healthier. It was a big mistake. And more quarterbacks need to be staying in school. But what they're going to do is just use free agency. They're just going to portal and get paid. Think about how many – now, we used to have transfers. Think about all the quarterbacks in the league right now. Baker was a transfer. Baker didn't really count because he was a walk-on?
He was a walk-on.
Yeah, he was a walk-on, so I have a hard time counting that. But he did move. Kyler Murray was a transfer. Let's see.
Caleb Williams,
Oklahoma transfer. Jaden Daniels.
Transfer.
Knicks. Transfer. Joe Burrow. Transfer. And now that you have Portal, it's going to happen way more.
No. What was it? The playoff teams all had transfer last year.
Uh-huh.
Maybe not all of them, but the majority of them were transfers. Right.
It was huge. Drafted. Cam Ward, transfer. Jackson Dart, no transfer. Tyler Shuck, transfer. Milrin, no transfer. Dylan Gabriel played like 10 schools. Shador, transfer. Okay, we'll stop there. Will Howard, transfer. Riley Leonard, transfer. I mean, Graham Mertz, transfer.
Yeah.
That's the whole class. The year before, Caleb Williams, transfer. Jaden Daniels, transfer. Drake May, no transfer. Michael Penix, transfer. McCarthy, no transfer. Bo Nix, transfer. Spencer Rattler, transfer. I don't think Jordan Travis did.
Was he at Florida State the whole time?
No. He was like a receiver quarterback at Louisville.
Oh, he was?
Oh, yes. Transfer.
That's insane. The year before that, Bryce Young, no. C.J. Stroud, no.
It's racism.
Anthony Richardson was not a transfer, was he?
No.
Will Levis was not. So, actually.
Well, I think Will Levis start at Penn State?
Did he?
I believe.
Hendon Hooker was not.
Yep, he started at Penn State.
He did?
He was at Penn State. Not started, but he was.
Yeah.
He began his career at Penn State.
But since the portal got really popping, it's a ton of transfers now for quarterbacks drafted.
Guys transfer.
Fernando Mendoza, transfer.
Transfer.
Carson Beck, transfer.
Pavia, transfer.
If you are a contender who thinks you have a shot at national title, the play is not to back whoever you recruited. It's go take someone from someplace else.
Yeah.
If you think you have a shot to go win, you go take someone from someplace else.
That's working.
Yeah.
It's working.
No,
Will Howard last year?
It is working.
Yeah,
it is working. I mean, it's understandable if you have them. And that's why Tom Herman told me, he goes, when I was at Florida Atlantic, I had $800,000. And that's for everything. He goes, I the most I could offer a tackle was $100,000. He goes, you think we can keep a tackle with $100,000? It's impossible.
No.
He said, I was going up people with going against teams with 17, 18 million. At $800,000, he goes, that's why Florida Atlantic is like, it's impossible to win there.
Well, I mean, it's impossible to win at a high level, but what was he doing against his conference opponents? I understand what he's saying, because he maybe thinks he's got the Texas mindset, but how did you compete against the guys in your own conference who are on that same budget?
Yeah.
Did you win enough?
Well, a lot of them, but that's the thing. A lot of them are not on that same budget. It really depends. There's some. Because the teams he mentioned. No, the teams he mentioned. He was talking about South Florida, how much money South Florida has versus Florida Atlantic.
It all depends on if you've got people that want to put money in.
Yeah.
If you've got alumni that want to put money in, that's all.
Yeah.
All right.
If you've got poverty alumni, don't go there.
Don't go. No, that's the coach.
Because if you're good at recruiting and developing, you're going to get
lost. Coach, you want that job? Find out how much money they're going to spend in that program first.
Okay, well,
because you
reason.
Ain't going to succeed.
Well,
this will be your last coaching job.
That's what Lane Kiffin did at LSU.
That's right.
I appreciate Herman's perspective, but you went 3-11 in conference.
Because everyone stole his best players.
I'm sure.
Yeah, they stole.
They pulled all his best players out of there to Ohio State and Oregon.
I'm sure no one else dealt with that in that conference.
Oregon came and stole half his roster.
Yeah. You mean a roster that was recruited by someone else? He's only there for 2 years.
Well, he probably pulled them.
No, he brought in a whole new roster,
and that's
probably
why he went 4-8.
How many years was he there?
No one knows. He didn't even finish year two before he got fired.
Wow.
He went 2-8, and they fired him.
He came from Texas. Goodness gracious! All right, time for you to talk about Craig DeSerf.
Yeah, Craig DeSerf. Craig DeSerf came from. He actually at one point was doing bodybuilding stuff in Los Angeles. I think that's where he was, and then he came over with somebody else, and he was in Texas, and in this he met a car dealer who loved him and said, man, I'll bet you if you sold cars you'd be great. And Craig's like, yeah, whatever. And then he went and did it, and he was great. And the reason he is great is because, I mean, it's not because he's slick, it's just because he's honest, and he really like wants to treat you like you are him. And it's a simple philosophy, to be honest with you. Just treat people like they're family members, and they will want to come back to you time and time again because you're giving them better prices, fair prices, better trade-in values. Your customer service is great. If there have been people, myself included, who have needed to have papers sent out. So I had to get things signed. They said, we will bring the papers for the vehicle that you're leasing. For me, in my case, it was a lease. We'll bring them out to the office for you. And they've done that for other people here in the Houston area. They go that extra mile. The customer service is phenomenal. With Buick, I drive a Buick Enclave. I love it. It's a seven-seat crossover vehicle or SUV. But they've got the versatile Envision, which my son drives, the Encore GX, Dynamic and Vista, or my premium Enclave. They've got deals going on right now with well-qualified buyers getting 0.9% APR financing and up to $3,000 in purchase allowances for current eligible non-GM owners and lessees. Get to Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton. Buick, exceptional by design.
Is John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here live, Golden Nugget Lake Charles, the DraftKings Sportsbook. Time for you to make your reservations for New Year's Eve. Get to GoldenNuggetLC.com, GoldenNuggetLC.com. Rockets lose yesterday, and they lost in – if you haven't heard Ime talk about the officiating, it is probably – Ime's – is there any chance that he gets suspended for a game for this? No.
No, I don't think that's happened before. He didn't make contact with a ref or anything like that.
Oh, he didn't make any contact. I've never seen him that mad.
Yeah, but he's not going to get suspended for being mad. If it was, I'd get suspended at my house all the time.
Yeah, well, this is different. I mean,
no, I get in more trouble than Ime will. It just won't be as expensive. No. My punishments last longer.
That is true. Uh-huh. Yeah, that is true. I mean, although this is going to last with this this officiating crew.
We'll see. If they're a horse crap crew.
Yeah. They're a horse. Yeah. They're, no. They're
if they're a horse turd
well,
crew.
They're a horse crap crew.
Yeah.
I mean, if
they want to have, well, then we can Jake O'Donnell them right out of the league. All of y'all. The three of you. The lot of you. Zach Zarber. Gone. If you're going to hold a grudge against our head coach, a man of respect and integrity, then that's on you.
Okay. Y'all don't need to be looking around. Don't say anything.
Y'all don't need to be looking around at me.
Yeah.
He holds people accountable.
Yeah.
Okay? Y'all don't need to be looking around this beautiful sports book trying to look around at me. Mm-hmm. You know, is your neck all right, Dale? I noticed you flipped your head around kind of quick.
I mean, I just heard some things, that's all, that caught my attention. I mean, I heard respect and integrity, which might be true. Since he moved here, or at least to the Houston area.
Yeah.
It's been all about respect and integrity.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's all I care about.
I mean, we don't have to mention how...
He had some issues at the end of the Boston run, but all I care about is how
he... It was the beginning. He was only there for a year.
Well, it was a year. But he set the course in... He set the ship in motion for what became a championship.
I mean, Brad Stevens might object to that, but yeah, sure.
Yeah, Brad Stevens gets too much credit for Ime's work.
Okay.
And Joe Mazzullo, too.
Okay.
The actual coach of the team that won.
Okay.
He's a weird dude now.
Mazzullo?
Yeah.
He was on Ime's staff.
Yeah.
So
He was called second row Joe because he wasn't even in the front. He was sitting in the back, but they had so many departures.
He did a pretty nice job.
Is that how he got it?
Like, because Will Hardy had the Utah job lined up, had a couple other guys who left, so he was just waiting back there, and he became their head coach. He wasn't even a guy. He had to step over a chair to get on the court. He was in the second row.
Second row, Joe?
Yeah,
He had to step over a chair.
Had enough of a staff.
That's classic Eastern Conference gossipy stuff that people do in the Eastern Conference.
He may had enough of a staff where Joe Mazzulla could not fit on the first row.
He's got a pretty substantial staff now,
so he had to sit in the back.
Like Royal Ivy, I think, is in the back. Is he first row? He's first row.
Like if one of those guys who wear, you know, they're tight sweaters or that all the Ime coaches wear.
Ime's guys have low body fat.
Yeah, one of the guys, it'd be like one of those guys in the back getting the job if Ime decided for whatever. It would if Royal Ivy left or another guy left, then it'd be that's what Joe Mazzulla did. He was in a spot where the Celtics didn't want to hire outside of their building, and he just stepped in, eventually won a title.
He did.
Yeah.
He did a great job. He had a really, really nice team, but he's a weird dude, though, now. He's a weird dude. I don't like to judge people, but I can judge Joe Mazzulla because I don't care about second row Joe. All right? Now he's not got nothing. Is it kind of boring now, this part of this season, since, you know, you got the Cardinals, now you got the Raiders. And
it's weird. You've gone from everything being the biggest game of all time to not being the biggest game.
And we're pissed with a 20-point win because the defense didn't gave up
too
much.
I wasn't pissed. That's a cover. Yeah. There's nobody that should be pissed.
Well, right. You overplayed.
You had
expectations.
Like under Cardinals 15.5. Those are the only mad people, or under whatever the number was, 42
and a half.
Some
people just care about how, you know, they look.
Some people just care about getting wins. D'Amico doesn't just care about getting wins.
No. And well,
he expects
again,
the standard
well, we
to be
know.
The standard.
He doesn't even know when his team wins games, at least how many they've won in a row. So, of course, he cares about what it looks like. And his team didn't play up to the standard. He doesn't care. They don't care if it's 6 in a row. What's it look like when I'm out there coaching the team?
Did you guys happen to see Sean Payton's comments about that?
About winning 11 in a row?
He said, I don't care. He said, our goal is to win the division, get as high a seed as possible, and then go on to win the Super Bowl. And you know what we haven't accomplished? Any of that. None of it. So I love that, you know, standards. And D'Amico was like, no, we're going to play up to our standards.
Okay? Not enough guys hitting themselves on the helmet after plays, I guess. Mm-hmm. Too many Cardinals making plays, not enough.
Yeah.
Not enough that.
What is that supposed to mean?
You know, every time one of those guys makes a play, it's like, not enough of that Sunday. Too many Trey McBride plays.
I get unusually angry about this because I saw it happen earlier this year. This guy did this because it brings me back to a really terrible place. One of the things that brings back the worst memories is when Jacob Martin started doing that rock boy guitar thing.
Yeah.
Who's Jacob Martin with now?
He's with the Commanders.
Yeah, Commanders. He's still getting sacks. He's still playing. He got a sack and started doing his rock boy stuff.
Right.
And I just remember thinking that was the corniest, dumbest time in Texans history.
Was it worse than the Letterman jackets?
Well, that was a good team.
At least you were good.
That was a good team.
Until they wore the Letterman jackets.
Well, the Letterman jacket, had they gone in and beat New England, we'd look at the Letterman jackets differently.
But they didn't.
Well, and then they became a joke.
Yeah.
But no, that team
That's when it started to all fall apart, Letterman jackets.
Yeah, it actually did. But that was the rock boy stuff, y'all sucked anyway. Yeah, the rock boy stuff, I don't know. It's just a personal thing. I just didn't like it. What's his name started it, I think. Whitney Merciless, I believe, started it. And there was like three guys who did it. And for some reason, it made me unusually angry when I would see it. And then I saw Jacob Martin do it earlier this year. I'm like, oh, God.
Remember when they
not came, this dumb rock boy stuff.
Remember when
again.
They came dressed up as the rock boys?
Oh, even worse.
Mm-hmm. Before a game?
Even worse. And was that under Cully?
I don't remember.
No, that was before Cully.
You think it was before Cully?
I think it was before Cully, the Rock Boys. Because Sean was playing. He was doing the Rock Boy stuff, too.
He didn't
play under Cully, did he?
Clownish.
Was that under O'Brien?
I think it was under O'Brien because it was when Deshaun decided he still wanted to play for the Texans. Before he decided he
19
wanted to do that
and 20, anymore. So it was before all that stuff.
The
Rock Boys was a self-gloss gimmick that some of the linebackers gave themselves in 19 and 20.
Oh.
This is from Reddit. On the rare occasion, let me see. Here he is. on the rare occasion that one of them would bring a quarterback to the ground, they would all rock out with air guitars.
On the rare occasion.
Put bluntly, it was really, really embarrassing. Somehow they
is that the Wikipedia?
Somehow they picked, this is actually Reddit, some guy named H-Town Bala. He said, put bluntly, it was really, really embarrassing. Somehow they picked Deshaun Watson. They tricked Deshaun Watson into it as well. This was also a time where the defensive linemen Deshaun called themselves the Lunch Pail Crew. They were unable to suck J.J. Watt into the vortex of dorkiness. And the inside linebackers were showing up for games in costumes. That era needed to end. Jacob, leave the care guitar at home. This could be my burner. This is my spirit animal, whoever this is, 3 years ago on Reddit. Because that's exactly how. Oh, no, this guy said it's not his breakdown. He found this breakdown came from someone else, I guess. But that's the perfect breakdown. In the rare occasion where one of those players brought a quarterback to the ground, they would all rock out with air guitars.
All right.
Unfortunately, they were actually winning during that time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right.
It just didn't feel like it because Bill O'Brien was just impending doom every day.
It just felt like it was such fool's gold.
And actually, Rock every Boys win. Made me not like the team as much also, if I'm being honest.
And Bill O'Brien,
yeah. Yep. Bill O'Brien and Rock Boys.
You and I need to talk right now about Aqueduct Plumbing again. We need to talk about Billy Brown. And, you know, it's a situation where, to me, it's this, because I've had to use this number, 281-488-6238. 281-488-6238. I feel like all of you that are listening right now needs that number in your phone in case you ever need it. Put it under Billy Brown or put it under Aqueduct or just put it under Plumber. Just put it under John and Lance and Plumber or whatever you have to put it under that you'll remember it when you need a plumber. But at some point you will need a plumber. And if you need a plumber, our guy's the guy. Okay, because one of the first things is that you're going to find out is that they're not going to charge you for just showing up, which a lot of plumbers do.
Yeah, they charge you, and that's how they leverage into getting. Once they've got you for the bill for coming out to diagnose it, and they tell you, well, we'll just put this towards the amount. Well, you have no say-so on, like, you're now leveraged into paying whatever they tell you to pay. That's bull crap, and that's not what Aqueduct Plumbing Company does because they don't BS around. They just tell you, we'll come out there, we'll tell you what it is, and if you want to use us, fine. If you don't, fine, but we're going to do a good job. We're going to get out there quickly. We're going to get it fixed quickly. We're going to get it diagnosed and done the right way the first time, and we're going to be affordable, and that's what they do at Aqueduct Plumbing Company. It's aqueductplumbingcompany.com. Big jobs, small jobs, all jobs, aqueductplumbingcompany.com.